Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Let us begin that time in silence and let us center our hearts before God. Gracious, loving, and merciful God, we truly do thank you for all your gifts and graces in our lives, the blessings. But Father, we also must praise you for the challenges, for it's in them that we grow through our trust in you. And Father, as we come before you today, within our midst are many needs that we have lifted up aloud. Some are written in our bulletin. Some are just deeply buried within our hearts. And Father, whatever that need may be, we know whether it's spoken, whether it's written, or whether it's just secret in our hearts, you know that it's there. You know that it's a care we carry. You know that it's a burden, maybe, that we bear. And Father, because you know, we can just be honest and open with you. We may not be able to tell our neighbors. It may be something that is just deep. Maybe it's a wound from the past or present pain. Whatever it may be, God, just minister into it. Whatever that need is, let your Spirit move within it and touch it. Let it be special to those who are touched by you, to those of us who are praying for them. And Father, through that, let them know you are real and present. And let us be affirmed in your real and present person of the Holy Spirit in our lives. May you lead us, guide us, and direct us in all our decisions and our comings and our goings. And Father, as we live out our faith in our communities, we realize that we're not going to be perfect. And Father, give us grace when we aren't, and let us extend grace when others are not. You have called us to love one another. You've called us to forgive one another. And Father, give us strength to do both. For they are so needed in the world around us today. The news bombards us with acts of violence, division, racism. And Father, we realize that there is a lot of bad stuff going on in the world. But Father, I still believe that the good is more than the bad. So help us face that which is good, praise that which is good, and challenge that which tries to rob us from your presence and your blessings. Let us challenge it in the name of Jesus, trusting in the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us as we stand against it, to stem the tide, to let others know that you are still God on the throne and God in control. Father, we do thank you this morning for every blessing again, but every challenge as well. We bring all our hearts and needs before you. And Father, we continue that by praying for our church, praying for other churches in our community, praying for churches around the world. Father, for the violence that we see against Christians, for those who go into the places we cannot or maybe would not go, to share the good news of love, hope, and grace. Father, may you go with them, protect them, and let their ministry truly reach, touch, and change lives. Father, we pray for the leaders in our community, whether that would be on some kind of council or board or a parent at home. Father, we do pray for our nation and the leaders in our country. We pray for those who serve our country in many different ways, from our military service, National Guard efforts, local law enforcement, fire, nurses, doctors. Father, there are so many people out there giving of themselves that we just kind of don't even think about, who come when the phone rings and to a place most people would not go. And Father, for the leaders of the world around us, Father, let us find peace. But we know that true peace only comes from a changed heart through Jesus Christ. And now would you hear us as together we pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.